Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 through 29. Selected verses. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? True or false? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It's Monday morning. You walk into your classroom. The bell rings. And then your teacher says, time for a quiz. You groan a little until you see there's just one question on the page. True or false? How would that make you feel? Some kids might like it. There are only two choices. But others might think it's too risky. If you get it right, you get 100%. If you get it wrong, you get a big, fat zero. No in between. It's either true or false. It can't be both. Now imagine this. What if getting into heaven was based on just one true or false question? If you get it right, you live forever with Jesus. If you get it wrong, you don't get in. No wiggle room. That might sound kind of scary, but don't worry. God doesn't give us a real test at heaven's gates. There's no pop quiz we have to pass. But there is something we need to know now, right now, while we're here on earth. The truth. And to answer this with confidence, we need to be taught the truth. In our scripture reading, God calls out lying prophets, false spiritual teachers, as those who prophesy the delusions of their own minds. That means they make up things from their own minds, not from God. But a true teacher is someone who speaks God's word faithfully, just as it is. There is no wiggle room. You can only be one or the other. God compares it to straw and grain. Straw might look big and fluffy, but you can't eat it. It won't help you grow. Grain, on the other hand, can be turned into bread. It's real food that fills you up and gives you strength. Following our own dreams and desires that run contrary to God's word is good for nothing. Listening to God's will is like that grain. It's what feeds our hearts and gives us the truth about Jesus. And God's will is simply this, that all would be saved through faith in Jesus alone as their Savior from sin. With this faith, God's question for eternal life is something we can answer with confidence. True or false, Jesus died to take away every one of my sins. By God's grace, you know that answer is absolutely true. We pray to our Father in heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, send us your Holy Spirit through your word and through those who teach it faithfully, so that we may always believe the truth of your Son, our Savior Jesus. Your word is real power, and we thank you that with it alone, we have eternal life. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.